Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This week, Harmonia explores the most important French dance manual of the late Renaissance, which includes advice for dancing, fencing, and proper etiquette for men. Plus, Pifaro and The Crossing perform in the world premiere recording of Kyle Smith's Vespers.
Thank you.
a setting of Psalm 70 from Kyle Smith's Vespers for Choir and Renaissance Band. Donald Nally led the choir The Crossing and Piffero in a new release on the Navona record label. Smith's Vespers was premiered by both ensembles in early 2008. The most important dance instruction manual published in France during the latter half of the 16th century holds a number of distinctions. For one, it is alone, there are no others. And because it's unusually detailed, the manual provides a wealth of information for scholars and performers wanting to further their understanding of Renaissance dance and etiquette. Initially published in 1589 at Langres and entitled Orchisographie, the manual was written by Jehan Taboureau, a French cleric. And, like many a writer, Taboureau went by a pseudonym, Thoinot Arbaud, which was an anagram of his real name. He's commonly referred to as Arbaud. The book is written in the form of a dialogue between Arbaud, the master, and Capriol, the student. Their lively conversation pervades the entire work and helps to instruct the reader on the many subtleties of the so-called manly art of dancing with a partner.
Thank you.
an improvised Pavane d'Espagne, was performed by Ensemble Douce Mémoire. Before that, we heard three bassa dances, beginning with Lucidarium, followed by Hesperion 21. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring the late Renaissance dance manual known as Orchesographie. Towards the beginning of the manual, Arbeau stresses the importance of gentlemen learning how to dance, both for health benefits and for its role in courtship. Quote, "If you desire to marry, you must realize that a mistress is won by the good temper and grace displayed while dancing, because ladies do not like to be present at fencing or tennis, lest a splintered sword or a blow from a tennis ball should cause injury." Arbeau later adds an insightful point, quote, "Dancing is practiced to reveal whether lovers are in good health and of sound limb, after which they are permitted to kiss their mistresses in order that they may touch and savor one another, thus to ascertain if they are shapely or emit an unpleasant odor as of bad meat."
Oh, before the morning.
The musicians of the globe performed two settings of La Volta by William Byrd and Thomas Morley. Before that, Hesperion 21 performed the Chanson Pavane Belle qui tient ma vie with divisions by Antonio de Cabezon. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're looking into French Renaissance dance with Arbeau's Orchestrographie. For Arbeau, dancing was part of a tradition handed down from antiquity. He says, the noun dance comes from the verb to dance, which in Latin is called saltare. To dance is to jump, to hop, to skip, to sway, to stamp, to tiptoe, and to employ the feet, hands, and body in certain rhythmic movements. The list and explanations of dances he provides is impressive and contains the most important new and old-fashioned dances that a gentleman was expected to know, including the pavane, galliard, courant, brawl, volte, and many others, some having numerous variations. Thank you. Dance music of the Renaissance. Piffero performed an anonymous Brawl de Village, and that was followed by the Parley of Instruments Renaissance Violin Band in a set of Allemann and Galliard under the direction of Peter Holman. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring Twenno Arbo's dance manual, Orchisography, of 1589. Whether describing martial or recreational dances, there's always a greater point for learning to dance, one that might even be relevant for us today. Recalling Galen's book on health, Arbo says, "All things have a natural desire for movement, and that everyone should practice gentle and moderate exercise. Dancing contributes greatly to health." One wonders what Arbo might have thought about the plethora of today's dance classes, or the highly physical ballroom dance competitions, or even dancing couched as pure exercise like aerobics, jazzercise, or the video game Dance Dance Revolution. An ensemble led by Peter van Gijchem performed a set of Renaissance dances, including the Pavane and Galliard La Bataille, Les Beaufons, and a Volta. Before that, Hesperion 20 began with a Tourdillon. Our new release of the week features a new composition for choir and Renaissance band on the Navona record label. American composer Kyle Smith has composed a work based on the Lutheran tradition entitled Vespers. Donald Nally directs.
Thank you.
the hymn Wie schön leuchtet der Morgenstern and the sonata based on O Süßer Herr Jesu Christ. Both movements are part of American composer Kyle Smith's Vespers for Choir and Renaissance Band. The choir The Crossing and Piffero performed in a new release on the Navona label. Donald Nally directed. Speaking of new releases, Harmonia also produces a short weekly podcast in which our writer Bernard Gordillo digs through recently released and classic recordings to bring you the very best from the world of early music. You can subscribe to the podcast at WFIU.org or through iTunes. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's CD Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ethergame Musical Mini Quiz podcast, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.